This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. Talk to any dairy farmer and ask what worries them these days, and they'll all say the same thing. It's the price of milk. But it's not just conventional dairy farmers who are feeling the economic pinch. Organic milk prices are also down. And joining us now to give us an idea of what's happening in the industry is Bob Parsons, extension economist with the Department of Community Development and Applied Economics at the University of Vermont. Bob, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you very much.
Now, when we talk about low prices for organic milk, you know, I don't know if there's any kind of an origin point for the organic milk industry in Vermont, but how bad is the situation right now?
Basically, we could be looking at, you know, 15% pay cut in 2017 and 18 as compared to the previous two or three years. And these are real dollars. And on top of that, organic farmers have been imposed a production quota that they sell, they get the organic price for about 90 to 95% of their milk. And anything that they produce over that, they can get the milk, they get the conventional milk price.
Why the quota?
We're in an oversupply of organic milk, believe it or not.
Oh, I do believe it. I mean, organic milk has been trending upwards the last few years, right?
Well, this is, you know, if you think if you're trying to manage something, you're trying to predict what the demand is. You're trying to bring in enough milk so that you can meet that demand without exceeding it. Well, if your supply starts growing faster than what you expect and your demand doesn't grow as fast as you expect, you know, if you're wrong on both accounts, you got a problem.
Is there a way that organic milk pricing differs from conventional milk pricing?
Yes, because it's not subject to the milk marketing laws as long as they meet the minimum milk prices. Okay. There's still a base price for milk. The biggest difference between conventional and organic milk is that organic producers are on a contract. I will contract with you for 1 year at this base price. Conventional farmers have no idea what their base price is going to be next month. So whereas conventional can go up and down throughout the year, once you have your contract, the organic producers know what they're going to get for their milk for the coming months.
Well, that certainty sounds pretty good for a conventional milk farmer. They might look at that and say, hey, I would love to know what to expect.
Oh, they would love it.
So why is it that the organic milk producers have that contract
well,
that built in?
It's a small part of the total milk market. The conventional milk market is where, you know, 90%, you know, 92% of our milk is. And it has to go to market from there somewhere. The organic, nationally, they have the advantage that if they have surplus milk, they take it and dump it in the conventional market.
Huh. So you can play both markets.
Because it meets all the conventional milk standards, it just also meets the organic standards. You can't dump conventional milk in the organic, but organic does meet all the conventional. And organic producers also get premiums for milk quality and for butter, fat, and protein, same as their conventional neighbors do. So in one way, their prices are somewhat similar, but their contract is the huge difference between the two.
Well, give me an idea of about how many organic farms there are in Vermont, dairy farms. Is it
right now, we have a little bit over 200 organic dairy farmers. We have a total, you know, I think the total right now is like around 775 total dairy farms. Mm-hmm. So we have, you know, we've gotten to the point that more than one out of four of our dairy farms is organic, but they still only produce about 8% of the milk.
And now with these prices trending downward, the organic farmers that you've talked to, what are they saying? How are they feeling?
They're tightening the belt. As one guy told me this spring, you know, he goes, well, if I'm looking at $20,000 cut in income this year, well, he goes, that's probably, there goes my machinery reinvestment this year. He goes, I'll try to keep the family living, but I'm going to be cutting and there probably won't be any expenditures for a new mower or another round baler or, you know, doing some improvements to the barn.
Does it make any sense for them to transition to conventional milk production?
No, because most of them left conventional to go to organic for several major reasons. One was the higher milk price. Two was the stability and knowing what your price milk price is going to be. And three, And this is a big, big thing that we have to look at here in Vermont is a lot of our small-scale farms that went organic would not be in business today had they not gone organic. They were able to maintain their same herd size, not make any changes to the infrastructure. And they didn't have to add on to the barn or build a new silo or buy any new specialized equipment. They could stay the same size without making any major investments to go organic and increase their income.
And Bob, you mentioned that the reason they're having trouble now is because there's this oversupply of the organic milk. Is that also what's the problem behind the conventional lower milk prices?
Of course.
Is it also oversupply there too?
Yeah.
And how does that happen? Why is there an oversupply?
There's always this joke around dairy is, what do you do when milk prices go up? You produce more milk. What do you do when milk prices go down? You produce more milk. The need to produce more milk when milk prices are down. It goes back, you have to look at the individual farm. On my farm, how do I increase revenue with a lower milk price? I don't have any choice. I can add more cows, which is not what the industry needs. So until we have some farms going out of business and we have a cutting back of the dairy herd, that's your major problem.
Are farms going to be going out of business with this drop now in these organic milk prices, or are they waiting it out? Are folks thinking there's just going to be a turnaround?
I think the organic producers that are in the market, they'll try to follow this through and bear it out. Because I think when you look nationally and you talk to some of the processors and co-ops, they think maybe in another year they'll be taking on a few more farms. They were planning to take on some farms this year. They help those farms by paying a transition fee, kind of give them a little extra payment in the year that they're transitioning from conventional to organic. And what they're doing is continuing those transition fees. One of the things that is perplexing to a number of conventional producers is they would like to sign up for organic, but they don't have a processor that will take them on.
Well, Bob, let me just ask you one more question. And, you may not want to answer because it's a prediction question. Do you think that organic dairy farmers in Vermont, if they can tough it out for a year or so, do you think they'll see a rebound?
Yes, I will. I do. I think they're going to, it's a matter of holding up maybe another year. It's back to the cyclic of the conventional market. They're still, I think, better off than what their conventional neighbors are. Because I think they can see maybe there's a light at the end of the tunnel that's coming a little sooner than what the conventional is. I'm not sure what I would predict for the conventional next coming years. We've got an industry that knows how to produce milk. But whenever your national milk supply increases at 2% a year and your national increased consumption only increases 1%, we got extra milk. We have to send it to the overseas markets. And right now we're sending about 13% of our milk production overseas.
Increase that could help a lot.
If we could increase that, that would take care of a lot of our markets.
Bob Parsons is the Extension Economist with UVM's Department of Community Development and Applied Economics at the University of Vermont. Thank you so much, Bob, for speaking with us.
Okay, thank you.